may forget that when President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, there was also a police officer who lost his life in pursuit of the suspect. Eugene Boone knew that officer, and today we look back at J.D. Tippit's life and the investigation that unfolded on this edition of The American Countryside. All this week, you are hearing features from Eugene Boone, a former Dallas, Texas deputy sheriff. His eyewitness accounts of the investigation of the assassination of President Kennedy are a fascinating look at an event that still draws much attention. Our daily broadcast provides you with parts of his story, but there's a great way to hear more. Just log on to AmericanCountryside.com and listen to The Scenic Route, our full-length interviews. What did the deputy see when he climbed the grassy knoll immediately after the shooting? What was his link to Jack Ruby? Just log on and listen at AmericanCountryside.com.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
In the fall of 1963, Eugene Boone was a deputy sheriff for Dallas County, Texas. He was familiar with many of the officers who worked in the city.
I also knew J.D. Tippit. I didn't know him well. At that time, he'd been a 10 or 11-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department. I knew him to be very conscientious.
Soon after President Kennedy was shot on the afternoon of November 22nd, an all-points bulletin went out to officers to be on the lookout for a man who had disappeared from the Texas School Book Depository.
They gave a brief description of what he looked like. And I believe that J.D. saw somebody that looked like the description that came over the police radio. I don't believe he in any way thought in his wildest imagination that that was the assassin of President Kennedy.
Boone says he has a good reason to believe Tippit had no idea the identity of the man who he was about to question.
The snap on his holster on his gun was not even undone when he was killed. I believe he just answered. He saw him. It was a general description. He got out to investigate.
Boone can understand what may have been going through both men's minds at the time of the encounter.
Most of the time when you stop somebody or start to talk to somebody about that and you're in law enforcement, they think you're stopping them for the worst thing that they have done. And so that's when Oswald shot him in front of his patrol car.
Eugene Boone served as a sheriff's deputy for over 10 years. He spent most of the rest of his career working with children's homes, helping kids who needed someone to make a difference in their life. You can catch our full interview with Boone on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.